Our eighth study in the book of Isaiah brings us to chapter 11, verse 1. We will cover chapter 11 and chapter 12, which is only 6 verses. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. It says, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. In other words, God says someone from the line of Jesse, who, by the way, was the father of King David, someone from the line of Jesse will become king of Israel. Well, obviously, David did, but it's not talking about David. That someone is the Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whose mother was a descendant of David and Jesse. And notice what it says about Jesus. Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And that describes Jesus perfectly. Jesus is the perfect man and perfect leader endowed by the Holy Spirit with all of these attributes. 3, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. Jesus' greatest joy was to do what made the Father happy. You know, most people make decisions based on what they see or hear. Jesus made his decisions based on what would please the Father. Last part of verse 3, he will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. Verse 4, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. When Jesus returns, he will defend the rights of those who have been abused. He will help the innocent and punish the bad. Verse 5, righteousness will be his belt and faithfulness the sash around his waist. In other words, Jesus is going to rule the world the right way. He will do the correct thing all the time. 6, the wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like an ox. The infant will play near the hole of the cobra, and the young child put his hand into the viper's nest. In verse 8, they will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. In other words, when Jesus returns and creates a new earth, there will be perfect harmony. Those who have been natural enemies will get along just fine. No person, no animal will be afraid of anyone else. And again, in verse 9, it says, they will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. See, everyone will know Jesus. And everyone will respect Jesus. And that's one big reason why everyone will get along. Verse 10, in that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will be glorious. There will be nations on the new earth, and all the leaders will want to visit with Jesus and get to know him better. And that day the Lord will reach out his hand a second time to reclaim the remnant that is left of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, from Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamath, from the islands of the sea. He will raise a banner for the nations and gather the exiles of Israel. He will assemble the scattered people of Judah from the four quarters of the earth. God controls history. And he also controls nations and what they do. And when it came time for Israel to be restored to their land after God was finished punishing them for their sin, no one could stop it from happening. Some tried, but they failed. 13, Ephraim's jealousy will vanish and Judah's enemies will be cut off. Ephraim will not be jealous of Judah, nor Judah hostile toward Ephraim. Ephraim and Judah represent northern and southern Israel. God unites his people when his people are obedient to him. You know, when people have a God focus, there won't be strife between them. If everything's okay between people and God, everything will be fine between people and people. 14. They will swoop down on the slopes of Philistia to the west. Together they will plunder the people to the east. They will lay hands on Edom and Moab, and the Ammonites will be subject to them. When God's people are united, they are better able to fight off the attacks of their enemies, too. 15. The Lord will dry up the gulf of the Egyptian sea. With a scorching wind, he will sweep it with his hand over the Euphrates River. He will break it up into seven streams so that men can cross over in sandals. And it says in verse 16, there will be a highway for the remnant of his people that is left from Assyria, as there was for Israel when they came up from Egypt. And this is talking about nature. God controls nature, and he can use it to bless his obedient people or punish his disobedient people. Chapter 12, in that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. And there are several byproducts of God's punishment on his people when they have a humble heart and they recognize it and repent. And included in those byproducts is that God's people know they deserve it. They know they deserve to be punished. Punishment causes people to realize that they deserve punishment. If they have a heart for God, they will recognize that, and they will also be thankful when it's over. Verse 2, surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. God's people can trust him. There's no reason to be afraid if you're walking with the Lord. Verse 3, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Cool water tastes very good when we're really thirsty. And God's salvation through Jesus Christ is like a thirst-quenching glass of water. 4. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. One of the best ways to honor and praise God is to tell other people what he means to you and what he has done for you through Jesus Christ. We'll pick it up in chapter 13 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.